You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Scotland are 7-1 outsiders versus 1-10 Australia. The handicap, Jeff, is 16 points. How do you call this one?
Well, you know, sadly for Scotland as well, they've lost the two players in Fould and Gray. They're appealing it, but reality says that if they're lucky, they'll get it reduced to 1 week, which will mean they will still miss this game. And Scotland just don't have the strength in depth. They've got one of the smallest playing bases. And the Australians have put together their game. They're playing well. Yes, all right, Scotland won the last game that was played in Scotland against Australia, which was in 2012, where they won 9-6. But this is a different Australia side. Sadly, I can't see Scotland winning it. I can't. As much as I'd want them to, you see, it'd be another Northern Hemisphere team going through to the quarter semi-finals. I just think that Australia are going to have too much for them.
Yeah, I think I'd have to agree with you. I've been nothing but impressed by Australia across the board since the start of this tournament. And whilst Australia's game against Samoa in the final pool match was very entertaining, and we finally saw Samoa actually, you know, play a bit of the rugby that we like and we love about the South Sea Islanders, it was a little bit too little too late. And fair play to Scotland for coming through that test. However, I thought there was some glaring errors that made across the piece, yeah, including their ability to deal with restarts was very alarming. You take the fact that Johnny Gray may not be involved this weekend, and that surely only heightens that as an area that would be of concern for Vern Cotter's troops. And Australia, for me, I think they could be the ones to watch to win this tournament.
There's also that argument that if you look at that game against Samoa, the only reason that you could argue that the reason Samoa put in a performance that was what we like to see is because of Scotland's deficiencies in terms of shutting it down. And the Australians are better than the Samoan players. So, Scotland are up against it in this game. And, they've had a heroic effort all the way through. But Scotland were relieved at the end when Laidlaw kicked that ball off for that final whistle. Because, it was that close that Samoa could have came back and won that. And the fact that they didn't and Scotland remain in this contest is a great tribute to that Scottish team and Vern Cotter and what he's done for it. Sadly, I think this is one game too far for them. Particularly as the Australians have got Pocock and that back in their side, they're just going to be a bit too strong for the Scotland side. I expect that Australia will top that 16 points easily. I think that they'll probably win this by 20, 25 points.
I have to say, I do agree with you there, Jeff. I mean, 21-25, we're going even bigger than the 6-1. Sorry, than the 5-1 at 6-1 for that to be the winning margin live. For me, I quite like the bet of Australia just to win it by 13 or more points, which is, it's 8-15, which is skinny, but I just think that they've been.
It's a safe bet.
It is a safe bet for me, because I just think that Scotland are going to really come undone, unfortunately, on Sunday evening. Again, we are waiting on team news for the clash, but if you are looking at try scorers, I guess your likes of Israel Folau, your likes of Adam Ashley Cooper are going to be high on your list, Jeff, and you wouldn't be too keen on many Scottish.
No, but on the Scottish side, you always got to look at Hogg. He's one of those players. I say it every time when he's playing. He is a world-class player. He does excite you. He does offer a challenge. I think he tweaked a hamstring last week, but I think he'll be all right for this game. You've got to look at him because he does offer so much in terms of his attack. He's got good pace. He's got good vision. In some ways, he's a bit wasted behind the Scottish team, but he does get out there. So I always think of him as a potential player. With the Australians, you've got to look at Foley scoring again. I mean, the way he played against England, and he scored the tries, he kicked the points. He's got to be somewhere in the betting for another try scoring game, and this is an ideal game for him.
I agree. I think also you mentioned him earlier. I'd have a look at David Pocock, because I think if the Aussies can get their driving line out going, he's likely to be at the base of that. And I think that maybe Mark Bennett might be worth a shout for Scotland. I've been impressed by him this tournament, even if we're not expecting Scotland to get.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.